Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Welcome back to Mind Food Radio. Well, we've always got interesting interviewees on our program, and now we're going to be talking to an artist, Andrew O'Brien, and he's got a Sydney exhibition coming up as well. He's been featured in many, many magazines and has a wonderful existence. I love the photo of Prince Mary and Frederick. That's really interesting, sitting in front of your art on your website.
It was a really interesting project. The Danish royal family were out here on a tour ostensibly to promote trade between Denmark and Australia, and while they're out here, they've got a very strong relationship with corporate culture, who represent a lot of Danish brands.
Right.
When they were here, what they were really interested in doing was some representation of Australian art aesthetic and combining that with furniture, and that's how I got to do the job.
You do some very interesting pieces. Andrew, how did you get into all this? When did it all start?
Oh, look, I've painted all my life as a child, and I think that's one of the great things about being artistic, is that in a child that you're able to channel.
Yes.
And I've just always painted and drawn, and I've had a real need for self-expression in that way.
Yes.
I've done it for a long time, and I had 6 years working at the National Gallery of Victoria, where I got to tour the world and just look at great exhibitions and great artists and visit studios. And so I've had a really fantastic background and training in art.
Sure. It must be amazing, though, where you sit now, looking at yourself and you get articles written about yourself and TV shows use your art and all those things. How do you balance the fame with the artistic value that you are working on at the moment?
Yeah, look, it's a really great question. And it's hard because primarily art as a visual medium doesn't have a lot of opportunities for representation. You paint one painting and it's a static and fixed object, and unless it's reproduced in photography, it's sometimes hard for the viewers to get to see it. So you have
sure.
to balance that sort of the publicity you bring to your work and raising awareness so more people can actually look and engage with your work.
Yeah.
And I've always taken the view that the art really talks for itself. So the art really is the thing that communicates clearly, and hopefully if my work's good enough and resonates enough with people, then they enjoy the experience.
And speaking of the experience, I mean, for someone that might be listening today that doesn't understand art,
yep.
What advice do you give to people when they're sort of going into a gallery? Because some people might stand there and look at modern art and go, well, that's just a piece of canvas painted blue.
Yeah, sure.
And they don't see what's behind that.
Yeah, it's often people engage with my work through colour, and that's in a way that's the first part of their engagement with the artist art process. They look at the colour, they like the representation, they like how it makes them feel. And colour is very important. It dictates how we engage with the world, whether we're happy or sad. We can tell that through colour. And so I say generally to people is take the time to find where your first point of engagement is, and so that's colour or form. Then look to build your understanding through that first engagement. So it's just like learning a language, really, and art is a language. And
yeah.
The language that you're trying to decipher is what the artist is there to do, what he's there to interpret. For me, from an abstract expressionist point of view, I'm there to communicate about the human condition, human emotions. So I hope that my work resonates in a way that really talks to that sort of inner self.
Yeah.
What I'm really trying to convey to people is I'm trying to allow them that brief moment when they look at my work, that they're able to shut out the outside world, and they're able to bring happiness or joy or a sense of wonder from looking at what effectively is mineral oils and turpentines and pigments on canvas, but into the way that they engage with the world.
Well, look, I have to say, Andrew, thank you very much for shutting the world out for the last 4.5 minutes with us here on Mind Food Radio. It's been very, very interesting to hear you talk, and thanks for doing what you're doing, because it's obviously creating a wonderful reaction out there in the community, and, people are loving your art, and I think it's fantastic. So thanks for joining us on the show.
My pleasure.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.